Welcome to Attack Team Sports Line here on WBAL. Brett Hollander alongside the Missile, Kadri Ismail, and the Ravens have just wrapped up day two of their mandatory minicamp. And joining us from the Under Armour Performance Center right now, from Super Bowl fame and from Dancing with the Stars fame, Jacoby Jones with us. Jacoby, how are you?
Tired, boss.
How was day two of the minicamp?
Man, a track meet. Different phases. We run a number of deep balls, and the defense giving a number of different coverages.
And right now, has anything changed for you with the departure of Anquan Boldin, how you'll be lining up this coming season? Is anything different for you?
No, you know, it's the same, man. I plan my role. Whatever they want me to do, I'm going to step up and do it. And it just, like I said, every receiver in the group got to step up and play their role and make the plays.
When you look at this year, obviously, without Anquan there is that level of stepping up. Have you, as far as talking to some of the younger guys, whether it be Tandon or Deontay, have you had a chance to give them some of your sage advice now that you're the wily veteran?
Yeah, it is fun. And I'm sitting in a room, and I'm going on 7 years, and everybody else is three and under. I'm like, dang, I'm the old head, you know? I'm the old head. But, you know, I give them some advice on things that I know, not just about playing in a season, it's about just becoming a pro, period. Once you become a pro and you practice like a pro, you start playing like a pro, and it all falls into place.
How is it as far as Joe? Obviously, he has a new contract. He's coming off a relatively flawless postseason. How has it been as far as just his leadership on the field now that you're talking about two of the all-time Raven leaders in Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, now that they're gone? How has it been for him, and what have you seen differently with Joe and his attitude?
Ain't nothing different. Joe got swag, man. Joe out there, man, throwing that thing like it was he still in the postseason. I'm telling you, he's threading the needle right now.
When you're looking at just the overall flow of the team in the locker room setting, you're talking about, you know, big-time losses. We obviously referenced Anquan Boldin, of course, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis. But now you're talking about Vonte Leach. How has it been with the different guys? You know, you're going to a younger group of men that are going to be in that locker room. How's the locker room been different for you?
Well, you know, that's the nature of the business. You hate to see those type of guys go. You know, Vontae's a great player, great fullback, great teammate. And he was a leader also, but, you know, that's why we got Isaac, and we trust him. He bringing guys the same type of mentality, same type of swag, and same type of faith.
Jacoby, right now, just kind of put into words what the last five or so months of your life has been like. You're talking about a touchdown in the Super Bowl, winning the whole thing, and then, of course, everything that goes along with that, rings, going to the White House, meeting the president, and then for you, Dancing with the Stars, and all of that. I mean, how's life changed for you, and what's it been like?
Honestly, you know, I don't look at it like that. I keep it the same. You know, I take everything in stride. I think I look at it as doing everything that I wanted to do, which is Dancing with the Stars. I always wanted to meet the president. I always wanted to get a Super Bowl ring. So I'm on to the next thing. We're in OTAs, minicamp. Now it's time to get another ring.
When you look at just, you know, the off season and the distraction of, well, it's a great distraction, don't get me wrong. I mean, the uber-size ring that you wear, and you look at it and you examine it and it's like awesome and everybody wants to jump on that. But how do you stay focused, especially for you and talking about the Dancing with the Stars and then obviously getting the ring and, you know, just re-putting yourself into that position of the grind of the season?
Well, if you think about it, they think Dancing with the Stars is just TV in Hollywood. It was actually a competition, so I was really competing the whole time. So I was always in competitive mode. I was working out 7 days a week, 6 hours a day for 10 weeks straight. Leave that, come straight to football, get our ring, you put it in the box, put it aside, and be like, let's get another.
And Jacoby, we know you can dance. We know you can play football at a high level. And I think in a couple of days, we're going to find out whether or not you can throw a baseball. You have the first pitch at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Right, I'm getting on top of the mound, and I'm going to throw that thing like Jang-a-Lang.
Any nerves?
No. I'm going to shake off the first pitch. I want them to give me a curveball or something.
Did you ever play baseball?
Listen, I played second base, but I couldn't bat for nothing. Every time I got the bat, I bunted.
And you probably made base every single time, too.
I'm guessing you did.
Oh, yeah. I was a base thief.
All right. Well, we'll see the real thing, I think, Friday night, right, Jacoby?
Saturday
at Oriole Park at Camden Yards before the big 4 o'clock start time between the Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. It's a big game to boot, Jacoby, so we'll see you out there then. Great stuff. We really appreciate it. Best of health.
Appreciate you.
That's Jacoby Jones, the one and only, Q.
The one and only Jacoby Jones. The man that set the precedent as far as special teams is concerned and as far as dancing in the end zone.
do you think more people coast to coast?